Bound, bound, don't go, bound, bound, damn, bound, 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 bound,
Wahoo, sword breaker!
Hey, Logan, it's Willie the Wizard. I wanted to let you know how much I enjoyed your last episode on lizards. Oh, your takes on lizards were very interesting. Lizards through history and lizards in old fairy tales. Keep up the good work, Logan. Willie out.
Oh, Willie. That was Willie the Hard of Hearing Wizard. You can hear a bunch of episodes with him and his delightful companion, Elizabeth, on the Thought Eater podcast. That's where I go to get all my Willie episodes. And if you go to the Thought Eater podcast, Froth can give you the Willies, too.
Hey, what's up, Logan? It's Joe, man. That was an awesome episode on wizards. You had a lot of super just creative, really rad ideas. I'm calling in, however, with a slightly hot take, but probably not one. I just wanted to point out that Harry Potter and all the other wizards, quote unquote wizards in the Harry Potter universe, aren't wizards. They're sorcerers. They're people born with innate magical powers. It's not, they don't learn magic from going to school, going to Hogwarts. They learn how to perfect their magic. They're born innately with the magic already, which would make them sorcerers and not wizards. Keep up the rad work. Love your stuff and look forward to talking to you some more. Peace out.
That's really interesting. I bet some of our anchorite friends can help clarify this, but as far as I know, that distinction was purely a D&D thing to separate the classes, sorcerer versus wizard. To my knowledge, sorcerer, magician, wizard, mage, all were sort of nebulous terms for people who could do magic, and some of them kind of gained connotations over time. Magician, sort of a performer. Sorcerer seemed to carry a little bit of something dark with it. But I don't know if that born with magic power element really entered into it until, I don't know, D&D 3.0, perhaps?
Wahoo, Swordbreaker!
Jim Jones called into Ray Otis's Plunderground podcast with the suggestion of non-musical bards. So the two of us are both tackling the idea of bards. Bards, scalds, minstrels. After about 12 years of training, they hit the road with at least 350 stories memorized. They were poets, philosophers, historians, musicians, and symbolic representatives of the culture. Look at the bard! This is who we are. These were no buskers. They had little use for coin because their needs were often taken care of. Given the choice, a true bard would likely opt for a sparse room in which they could craft poetry in the dark. The sound of their bells would silence a room. They were welcome in the highest places. We tend to focus on charisma when we think of bards, but they were mental athletes who took their skills very seriously. Of course, fantasy is fantasy, and players can play their bards any way they like. But is there something we can take from those lofty practitioners of old? In demand. Don't let those bards just saunter into town and walk into a tavern unnoticed. Receiving bards was a big deal. You might even have villagers crowding around them and elbowing each other to get to the front row. The king or queen or baron or duchess will probably invite them. Comforts will probably be offered, and people who have skills will offer trades in return for a song. Keeping up. Bard's duties make great info dumps for GMs. If another bard arrives, they will almost certainly share news, and a new song or poem could contain important adventure details as well. The face. It really doesn't matter who the party's leader is. Strangers aren't going to listen to some grisly warrior or weird practitioner of strange art, some kind of shady cloak and dagger type, or even the cleric. but they'll always listen to a bard. Collector of knowledge. Bards served as lawyers, physicians, spies, and resistance fighters because they could be trusted to learn and retain important information. Are there skills unrelated to performance that you have picked up? Are there additional roles you found yourself playing? Eight variations on bards. Number one, wandering oracles. They seem to be drawn to places of imminent conflict. They are sought after as seers, but their answers are often abstract. Number two, star charmers. They're not just storytellers. They bring special dust and a variety of potions into play, spreading wild visions and potent feelings in the crowd. Number three, memory traders. The purple-robed merchants of mirth. They can sift through the memories of people around them, saving what they want and selling or distributing them however they please. Number four, the mad puppeteers. They always wear masks and often walk on stilts and produce a seemingly endless supply of puppets. The figures act out dramas with an uncanny resemblance to real events, including things that are meant to be secret. Some say they have seen the puppets staring through windows in the dark of night with no one around to pull the strings. Number five, eulogists. They comfort or chastise the living and help the dead move on. They see both worlds with clear eyes and remember everything they see. Part spirit guide, part counselor, and part detective, the eulogist travels from death to death, bringing solutions from beyond. Number six, mountain tongues. Somewhere between a ranger and a bard, these are storytelling guides. They do their best to make difficult mountain journeys safe and pleasing. With years of experience, using their voices to cause avalanches ahead of their parties, their singing has become an effective weapon capable of shattering more than distant snows. Number seven, fire readers. A good fire reader can draw an epic from a campfire. By looking into your eyes while you watch a flame, they can see deep truths within you. Although they are known for soothsaying and advice, they have been seen shouting into roaring infernos, twisting the conflagration to their will. Number eight, truth benders. The truth benders are useful liars, but they can never be trusted to speak plainly. For a price, they will push a well-known fact out of shape by degrees. Only they and their clients will ever know. That's all I have for this episode. Don't forget to check out Ray's response to the bard question on Plundergrounds. If you have any questions or ideas for me, please feel free to call me on the Anchor app or send a note to swordbreakerzine@gmail.com or let me know through my Patreon. Take care.
The crew at your table is making demands. They want adventure in fantasy lands. Wahoo! Swordbreaker! You need some options and you need them now. They're bored with the owlbears and sick of the drow. Wahoo! Swordbreaker! You're brilliant, it's true, but you know in the end, even the finest can use a friend. With random rambling and homebrewed lists, listener content with awesome twists. Bow, 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 Swordbreaker!